Hey y'all, welcome to the Jazz Show, where you get all your basic information about all and any of your favorite celebrities. You're chilling with Jazz and Sheldon, and you're listening to Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to my show. I will be doing this episode here alone. Because my co-worst has a personal thing going on. So I will be alone on this one. And excuse the noise in the background, you guys. If you hear a little rumbling and fussing, it's just my little one. But today I will be doing something different. Instead of talking about celebrities, I will be talking about the differences in social media platforms, which is like TikTok and Instagram, Snapchat and Facebook, and what's the big hype, and what do people find more interesting and what's more popular than the four of them. But before I go into that, I will be taking a little short music break, and here I'm going to be doing a little throwback. It's by Aaliyah. It's called One in a Million. I'm sure most of y'all have heard of it. And here y'all go. I'll be right back. Love it, baby. Love it, baby. Love it, baby. Love it, baby. Love it, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. So, like I said before I went on break, I will be talking about Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. I won't be talking about celebrities this time. And that song was by Aaliyah. It was called One in a Million. And you can't get it on Apple Music. I've tried to get it on there, and I can't get it on there. But you can stream it on YouTube. That's the only platform that is available on. But I will be talking about the comparisons, basically comparing and contrasting, seeing what's the same and what's different, and getting different reviews on which one is more popular, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, or TikTok. But I'm pretty sure right now TikTok is the most popular right now. I would say TikTok and Instagram are probably the most popular right now. But I'm just going to be reading some basic information about each social media platform. And excuse the background noise. But this podcast here is just going to be chill and laid back because I'm doing it at night right now. And yeah, so let me get into it. And I'm getting most of this information from Google and Wikipedia, but I will be reading the, revenue, operating income, net income, total assets, and and who's the owner and when it was found and stuff like that. But here is a little information about it. Facebook is an American social media corporation based in Menlo Park, California. It was founded by Mark Zuckerberg. I'm pretty sure most of y'all have heard of him, along with his fellow roommates and students at Harvard College, who were Eduardo Saverin, Andrew McCollum, Dustin Moskovitz, and Chris Hughes. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing their names right. Originally as the Facebook.com. Today's Facebook is a popular global social networking website. Facebook is one of the world's most valuable companies. It is considered one of the big five technology companies, along with Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Google. Facebook offers other products and services beyond its social networking platform, including Facebook Messenger, Facebook Watch, and Facebook Portal. It also has acquired Instagram, WhatsApp, Oculus VR, Giphy, and Mapillary, and has a 9.9% stake in geo platforms. Now, I have not heard of Oculus VR, Giphy, and Mapillary. I don't use those, but I do use Instagram and WhatsApp, and they are very popular when it comes to messaging people and getting things, you know, through to like your relatives or friends or whoever. It's a good way to communicate. And the Facebook also had an old an old face chat platform as well. It was called Uvu, if no one knew that. That was very popular back when I was like in probably elementary or middle school. But here is a little history about it. Facebook filed for an initial public offering on February 1st, 2012. Sorry, you guys, just having a little technical difficulties here. Hopefully that'll be fixed pretty soon after I go on break. But like I said before, I'll be reading some history about Facebook and everything. Facebook filed for an initial public offering on February 1st, 2012. The preliminary prospect stated that the company was seeking to raise $5 billion. The document announced that the company had 845 million active monthly users, and its website featured 2.7 billion daily likes and comments. After the IPO, Zuckerberg would retain a 22% ownership share in Facebook and would own 57% of the voting shares. Underwriters valued the shares at $38 each, pricing the company at $104 billion, the largest valuation to date for a newly public company. On May 16th, one day before the IPO, Facebook announced that it would be that it would sell 25% more shares than originally planned due to the high demand. The IPO raised $16 billion, making it the third largest in the U.S. history, just ahead of AT&T and behind only General Motors and Visa. The stock price left the company with a higher market capitalization than all but a few U.S. corporations, surpassing heavyweights such as Amazon, McDonald's, Disney, and Kraft Foods in May. Zuckerberg's stock worth $19 billion. The New York Times stated that the offering overcame questions about Facebook's difficulties in attracting advertisers to transform the company into a quote-unquote must-own stock. Jimmy Lee of J.P. Morgan Chase described it as quote-unquote the next great blue chip. Writers at TechCrunch, on the other hand, expressed skepticism, stating, quote unquote again, that's a big multiple to live up to, and Facebook will likely need to add bold new revenue streams to justify the mammoth valuation. Trading in the stock, which began on May 18th, was delayed that day due to technical problems with the NASDAQ exchange. The stock struggled to stay above the IPO price for most of the day, forcing underwriters to buy back shares to support the price. Now, let's go back and see the meaning of NASDAQ. Now, that is, let's see. It is NASDAQ. It is National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotations. Now, that's what that means. It says here it is an American stock exchange at One Liberty Plaza in New York City. It is ranked second on the list of stock exchanges by market capitalization of shares traded behind the New York Stock Exchange. The exchange platform is owned by NASDAQ Incorporated, which also owns the NASDAQ Nordic Stock Market Network and several U.S. stock and options exchange. Now, I just want to read a little information about that before moving on. Sorry again, you guys. My recording just keeps stopping for some reason. I'm not exactly sure, but like I was saying before it stopped, just continue reading what I was reading about Facebook. On May 22nd, 2012, regulators from Wall Street's financial industry authority announced that they had begun to investigate whether banks underwriting Facebook had improperly shared information only with select clients rather than the general public. Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin subpoenaed. Okay, you guys, it keeps stopping, but I'm just going to finish this out, and then after I finish this, I'm just going to go on a break. But like I was saying, in May 2019, Facebook founded Libra Networks reportedly in order to develop their own stablecoin cryptocurrency. In recent developments, it has been reported that Libra is being supported by financial companies like Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and Uber. The companies is expected to pull in $10 million each to fund the launch of the cryptocurrency coin named Libra. But that's just the history of it. There's more information about it, but as you know, I'm on the clock. So I'm going to move on, and I'm just going to go on break, and here is a little ad that I will be putting on. So I'll be right back.
We'll be back. Please enjoy this music while we go pay some bills.
No, it'll be an ad, but tune back in after the ad. Thank you. Once again, everyone, I'm so sorry. My recording just keeps stopping for some reason, but moving on, reading where I left off at, but about Facebook. On May 22nd, 2012, regulators from Wall Street's financial industry regulatory authority announced that they had begun to investigate whether banks underwriting Facebook had improperly shared information only with select clients rather than the general public. Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin Morgan Stanley over the same issue. The allegations sparked quote-unquote fury among some investors and led to the immediate filing of several lawsuits. One of them, a class action suit claiming more than $2.5 billion in losses due to the IPO. Okay, Bloomberg estimated that the retail investors may have lost approximately $630 million on Facebook stock since its debut. Standard and Poor's added Facebook incorporation to its S&P 500 index on December 21st, 2013. On May 2nd, 2014, Zuckerberg announced that the company would be changing its internal motto from Move Fast and Break Things to Move Fast with Stable and fret true. Sorry guys, it's a little distraction in the background. The earlier motto had been described as a Gewirtz prime directive to his developers and team in a 2009 interview in Business Insider, in which he also said, unless you are breaking stuff, you are not moving fast. But I'm going to be doing a little interview here with my co-host over the phone, because he really wants to be on here very badly. So we're just going to see what he wants here. Yes, sir.
Yes. Are you still recording?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm recording right now, sir. What would you like to say?
I don't know, because the whole time I was having technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok, and basically comparing and contrasting them. What you want? What you mean of what?
Like what?
What do you mean?
You say compare to what?
Comparing, contrasting, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok.
Okay, so what are you talking about right now?
Just the reading the history of Facebook.
Oh, the history of Facebook. Well, y'all, if you want to know the history of Facebook, there's a movie called The Social Media. I believe, what was the title again?
Sir, it was something. Know your information before coming on. But like I was saying before, in May 2019, Facebook founded Libra Networks, reportedly in order to develop their own stablecoin cryptocurrency. In recent developments,
cryptocurrency, what's that?
It is a digital asset designed to work as a medium of exchange, wherein individual coin ownership records are stored in a ledgered existing in a form of computerized database using strong cryptograph to secure transaction records and other stuff. But, sir, look that up. It's a lot of information. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Jazz. And if you have not heard about the Anchor app, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain why. First, it's free. Second, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more other streaming sites. You can also make your own money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And lastly, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and download that free app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Okay, everyone, thank you for tuning back in. This is the Jazz Show. You're listening to Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we are talking about the difference between, Facebook, Instagram, the different social media sites, basically. And just giving you some information about it. Switching it up a little bit, trying something different instead of talking about celebrities all the time. But moving on, now I will be talking about Snapchat and its founders and stuff, in comparing it. Now I'm going to compare it to Facebook, basically. So, yeah. But here is a little information about it. Snapchat is an American multimedia messaging app developed by Snap Incorporated. Originally, Snap Incorporated, one of the principal features of Snapchat is that pictures and messages are usually only available for a short time before they become inaccessible to their recipients. The app has evolved from originally focusing on person-to-person photo sharing to presently featuring users' quote-unquote stories of 24 hours of chronological content along with quote-unquote Discover, letting brands show ad-supported short-form content. It also allows users to keep photos in the quote unquote my eyes only. Instead of me just saying quote unquote, I'm just gonna assume that you guys knew that it's a quote, but which lets them keep their photos in a password protected space. It has also reportedly incorporated limited use of end-to-end encryption, which plans to broaden its use in the future. Snapchat was created by Evan Spiegel, Bobby Murphy, and Reggie Brown, former students of Stanford University. It has become known for representing a new mobile first direction for social media and places significant emphasis on users interacting with virtual stickers and augmented reality objects. As of March 2020, Snapchat has 229 million daily active users. On the average, more than 4 billion snaps are sent each day. Snap is known to be popular among the younger generations, particularly those below the age of 16, leading to many privacy concerns for parents. Now, what the difference between Snapchat and Facebook here? Obviously, Snapchat is just a phone app. You can't really go on it on your laptop or desktop or anything. It's just for you to download on your phone. And Facebook, you can get on your phone, on your desktop, laptop, and stuff. And you can see everything you see on your phone off Facebook, you can also see on your laptop. And the same thing about them too, is that they both have a feature on there to where you can add to the story. Now, Snapchat had that first. And once Snapchat had that, obviously Facebook and Instagram started to get it, and other social media sites begin to get it and stuff, to where you can add pictures and add videos.
Wrong. Instagram had it first.
No, Snapchat had it first.
Instagram had it first.
The
adding of the videos
and Snapchat had it first. What are you talking about?
That was Instagram.
That's the whole Snapchat, Sheldon. What are you talking about?
How you gonna tell
That's me? The point of Snapchat, is to add to your story.
I live through these apps.
I do too, Sheldon. Snapchat, that's what Snapchat is you add to the story. That's what the whole thing of Snapchat, Sheldon. Instagram was just about I'm not even on Instagram yet, but Instagram is just at first you just added pictures on there. You did not have, it was no such thing as adding to a story. That was never a feature at first. Now it is. So Snapchat, Ben had that when they first had the app. That's part of the app. If you couldn't do that, there would not be no app. That's his whole app. But like I was saying before, I was interrupted. Facebook, has that feature now to where you can add videos and add pictures or whatever you want onto the story. And Facebook, I would say Facebook has more features than Snapchat does, only because you can it's not to where it's like 24 it's not to where it's 24 hours that you can see the post, or unless you delete it, or you know, when you're messaging people, it's not time consuming. You can post whatever you want on Facebook. Well, not whatever you want, because you know, people that work for Facebook, obviously, you know, gonna block it if it's inappropriate. But that's just with every other Instagram. On Facebook, you can also, you know, write what's happening on there. You can also do that with Snapchat. And the only thing about the difference between the two is the time consuming thing. With Snapchat is 24 hours and it gets deleted. And then with Facebook, with the story too, it gets deleted. But like if you're just adding a picture onto the timeline on Facebook, then it doesn't, you know, get deleted. But you know, but that's what every other, that's what Instagram too, it gets deleted after 24 hours. But moving on, I'm going to read the history of Snapchat. Okay, it says the prototype, according to documents in deposition statements, Reggie Brown brought the idea for a disappearing pictures application to Evan Spiegel, because Spiegel had prior, I'm just going to say his first name, Evan had prior business experience. Reggie and Evan then pulled in Bobby Murphy, who had experience in coding. The three worked closely together for several months and launched Snapchat as a pickable on the iOS operating system on July 8, 2011. Reggie Brown was ousted, I'm assuming that says, from the company months after it was launched. The app was relaunched as Snapchat in September 2011, and the team focused on usability and technical aspects rather than branding efforts. One exception was the decision to keep a mascot design by Brown, Ghostface Chilla is the name of it, named after Ghostface Killa of the rap Ghostface Killa of the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. Now, that's something I did not know. And if y'all guys didn't know that, now you do. On May 8, 2012, Reggie Brown sent an email to Evan during their senior year at Stanford, in which he offered to renegotiate his share regarding ownership of the company. Lawyers for Snapchat responded by insisting that he had never had any creative connection to the product. The attorneys also accused Brown of committing fraud against Evan and Bobby Murphy by falsely claiming to be a product inventor on behalf of their clients. The law firm concluded that Reggie Brown had made no contributions of value or worth and was therefore entitled to a share of nothing. In September 2014, Brown settled with Evan and Bobby Murphy for $157.5 million and was credited as one of the original authors of Snapchat. In their first blog post dated May 9th, 2012, CEO Evan Spiegel described the company's mission, quote unquote. Snapchat isn't about capturing the traditional Kodak moment. It's about communicating with the full range of human emotion, not just what appears to be pretty or perfect. He presented Snapchat as the solution to He presented Snapchat as the solution to stresses caused by the longevity of personal information and social media, evidenced by emergency detagging of Facebook photos before job interviews and photoshopping blemishes out of candid shots before they hit the internet. So basically, I'm assuming what he means by that is that, well, at first when they created this, you couldn't really, I guess, tag people on the pictures or whatever. Like, you can tag people on Facebook. When you post a picture on Facebook, you can tag that person on there, so that person will know that they're tagged in something, that they that they're in something in the photo or whatever. But back then, you couldn't, on Snapchat, you could not tag that person in there. But and you can't Photoshop anything on Snapchat. Like, you can't Photoshop anything on Facebook either, but I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm getting from that that quote there, from what he's saying. But yeah, there's many comparisons and differences between Snapchat and Facebook and Instagram. They're all different in every type of way, and I'll explain that more at the end of the podcast here. And then also Snapchat goes on with their growth and features, co-functionality, you know, filters, emojis, and stuff like that, just little stuff, messaging. But every single day they're looking for more features and stuff to add on to each app to update. You know, you're always updating your phone or updating that app on your phone, so to keep up with everything that is on these social media sites and stuff. But I used all of them, all the social media sites, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the growth here. I'm not going to go too in-depth with it. But it says here, as of May 25th, 2012, Snapchat images were being sent per second. And as of November 2012, users had shared over 1 billion photos of the Snapchat iOS app, with 20 million photos being shared per day. That same month, Evan cited problems with user base scalability as the reason why Snapchat was experiencing some difficulties delivering its images, known as snaps, in real time. Snapchat was released on Android, on the Android app, on October 29th, 2012. That's just mostly it about Snapchat. If you want to read more about it, you can just, you know, go on Wikipedia and just get more insight on that. But right now, I'm going to go on a music break here. And this is a song by her and Watt. It is called The Laydown. And you can stream that on any music platform. And we'll be right back after this music break. Ooh.
say a couple hours till the morning after.
You don't have to, but I'm glad to spend the end of me with you.
Hey y'all, welcome back to my show. This is the Jazz Show on Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. And for those of you that are tuning in, once again, I am talking about the differences between Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. Just the basic information, reading basic information about them, about their platform, and about the what's the difference between all four of them. And now we'll be talking about Instagram, you guys. But here is some information about it. Instagram is an American photo and video sharing social networking service owned by Facebook, created by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, and originally launched on iOS in October 2010. The Android version was released in April 2012, followed by a feature limited desktop interface in November 2012, a Fire OS app in June 2014, and an app for Windows 10 in October 2016. The app allows users to upload media that can be edited with filters and organized by hashtags and geographical tagging. Posts can be shared publicly or with pre-approved followers. Users can browse other users' content by tags and locations and view trending content. Users can like photos and follow other users to add their content to a feed, a function that seems to be discontinued on September 2020. Instagram was originally distinguished by only allowing content to be framed in a square aspect ratio of 640 pixels to match the display width of iPhone at the time. In 2015, these restrictions were eased by an increase to 1,080 pixels. The service also added messaging features, the ability to include multiple images or videos in a single post, and stories features similar to its main opposition, Snapchat, which allows users to post photos and videos to a sequential feed, with each post accessible to accessible by others for 24 hours each. As of January 2019, the stories feature is used by 500 million users daily. After its launch in 2010, Instagram rapidly gained popularity with 1 million registered followers in 2 months, 10 million in a year, and 1 billion as of June 2018. In April 2012, Facebook acquired the service of approximately $1 billion in cash and stock. As of October 2015, over 40 billion photos had been uploaded. Although praised for its influence, Instagram has been the subject of criticism, most notably for a policy of interface changes, allegations of censorship, and illegal of improper content uploaded by users. As of July 2020, the most followed person is footballer Cristiano Ronaldo, with over 233 million followers. As of January 14, 2019, the most liked photo on Instagram is a is a picture of an egg posted by the account World Record Egg, created by the sole purpose of surpassing the previous record of 18 million likes on a Kylie Jenner post. The picture currently has 54 million likes. Instagram became the fourth most downloaded mobile app of 2010, of the 2010s. At first, when that app came out, I did not download it because I did not see the point of downloading it, because all you did was just post pictures on there and you know, put a caption up under that picture, and then that was it. There was really not much on that app until now, since they added more features and updated that app more. I did not care for the app then, but now that I do have that app, since they added more features and everything to it, you know, I do enjoy going on there. And you know, if I don't feel like going on Facebook or, you know, Instagram, if I don't feel like being on Instagram, I go on Snapchat. And so further on and so forth or whatever. But Instagram is it's a pretty good app. As they keep updating everything and adding on, I feel like it'll keep getting better, especially with Mark Zuckerberg, him and his team, you know, coming together, collabing with Instagram. And since they now, you know, own Instagram, they have ownership. Well, I believe it's ownership of it, of Instagram. They, you know, they can come together, you know, just come up with different ideas to make the app even better. But like I said before, and Snapchat was the first app to have, you know, to add on to stories and stuff. And then once Snapchat came out with that, with the adding stories for adding photos to the story for 24 hours, then it came to where Instagram has it, and then Facebook has it. Now they have, now all three of them have it permanently to where you can add photos or videos, for 24 hours. At some point in time, I feel like they're going to do it to where it's permanently. I'm not sure when, but Instagram, on Instagram, you can create a story. It could be like, say you like cooking or something, you can do a story of cooking, and, you know, just keep adding pictures of different of you cooking, or if you know food or whatever food that you have cooked and stuff. That's the difference between Snapchat and Facebook. They don't have like the different stories. Like, you can just keep adding on new stories. And like, say you have a kid and you just, you know, just want to add pictures to that kid. It's just like an album, basically. If to make it more easy to explain, it's like a, you just keep adding albums to your page, and then you just keep adding pictures to that album. So, and the only thing about that, it does not delete for 24 hours. And I'm sure that's more into the information here. And I think that's something that's really cool, because, you know, you want people to see, you know, stuff that's different, you know. And if you don't want to add it on into your exact page, you know, you just add it to your story, and, you know, just click on the story, and they, you know, people will see it. Another thing about Instagram here, the difference between Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, because I haven't got to TikTok yet. Obviously, there's a whole difference between TikTok and, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, and stuff. But that's basically it, really, the difference between those three. Snapchat, they don't have a dark mode on there like Instagram and Facebook does. Now I'm just finding out that Facebook does have a dark mode, and you can do the dark mode and stuff on Facebook. On Instagram, they've had it for a while, but Snapchat does not have that yet. I doubt they have that. I don't see no point. Well, I kind of do see a point of them having it. I'm not sure. I think it looked pretty cool, because I like using dark mode. You know, if you want your screen to be more private and stuff, you know, you just put it on dark mode, or just lower your brightness or whatever. But, you know, Instagram is a pretty cool app. You know, I don't plan on deleting it anytime soon. But moving on to the history of Instagram. Instagram became development in San Francisco as Bourbon, a mobile check-in app created by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, as I said before, realizing that Bourbon was too similar to Foursquare. Saying their first names, Kevin and Mike refocused their app on photo sharing, which had become a popular feature among Bourbon users. I've never heard of the app before. I think it's an app. They renamed the app Instagram, a pro manchu of Instant Camera and Telegram. Beginnings and major funding on March 5th, 2010. Kevin closed a $500,000 seed funding round with Baseline Ventures while working on Bourbon. Josh Rydell, I'm sorry, these names are just throwing me off right now. Josh Rydell joined the company in October as company as community manager. Shane Sweeney joined in November as an engineer, and Jessica Zoman joined as a community. Evangelist, I guess is what it says, in August 2011. The first Instagram post was a photo of South Beach Harbor at Pier 38, posted by Mike at 5:26 p.m. July 16, 2010. I'm sure y'all don't want to know about none of that stuff there. I'm going to read about the redesign in Windows app. Okay, in June 2015, the desktop website user interface was redesigned to become more flat and mini, but with more screen space for each photo, and to resemble the layout of Instagram's mobile website. Furthermore, one row of pictures only had three instead of five photos to match the mobile layout. The slideshow banner, that's something I did not talk about, is that they, at first when Instagram came out, you could not add multiple pictures at once, but now you can, but it's a limited amount you can add on there. I believe it's like probably 10 pictures you can add on onto there. But moving on. The slideshow banner on the top of the profile pages, which simultaneously slideshow seven picture tiles of pictures posted by the user, alternating at different times in a random order, has been removed. In addition, though, formerly angular profile picture became circular. Well, that's something different there. I didn't know that. On May 11, 2016, Instagram revamped its design, adding a black and white flat design theme for the app's user interface in a less skeuomorphistic, that is a huge word, more abstract, moderate, and colorful icon. But that is also true. They made it, yeah, the app has changed. All the apps, except for Snapchat. Snapchat is still the same. It's just more brighter, I would say. It has more, more high def, I would say, if that makes sense. But Facebook, I think they kind of changed their the way their app looks. But Instagram, they mostly really changed their app because now it's colorful. At first it was just brown. They would have the icon with the colors in the corner, and then it's the picture of the camera, and then it's brown and like white and stuff, black and white, I think it said. But it's now colorful, and I think that's really cool. I think it looks really nice now. But yeah, that's mostly it about Instagram. You know, there's a lot of information more here about Instagram because I'm assuming they update, they add on more features than the other apps do. But you know, if you want to know additional information about it, you can go just to Wikipedia and just look it up, you guys. But I am going to go on a break here, on a music break, a little music break here. And when I come back, I will be talking about TikTok, a very popular app that many people of all ages use. And especially me, I use it a lot. But I'll be right back after this music break, you guys.
My dog, my shop so fat. seen us keep all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. I love love, I'm just bad at it. I just can't escape all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. Every time I think that I found the one, I turn around and then another one gone. Oh God, I be trying, baby. You should know the truth, I ain't lying, baby. Every time I see my new girl is the best. Man, I get another text from my ex. Oh God, it's like clockwork. She come through, I take her down and buy a new purse. So now you gotta pray just a little. Make a way just a little. Till the day I finally figure it out. Don't know what all these emotions about, baby. Let's keep all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. I love love, I'm just bad at it. I just can't escape all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
You take me back and then I lie to you again. I slipped into the DM of your best friend. Oh God, I didn't mean it. Truth is, I only messed up because you seen it. When I say I love you, girl, I swear I really do. I did some things to you, I knew it wasn't cool. Oh God, can you forgive me? I mean, look past all of my and forgive me.
So now you gotta pray just a little, make a way just a little. Till the day you finally figure it out. Don't know what all these emotions about, baby.
I love love, I'm just bad at it. I just can't escape all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. I love love, I'm just bad at it. Can't escape all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life. I can't get it right. I try and I try, but I end up right back where I started. Don't take my advice. If I didn't know any better, I would think that I was heartless. I told you a million lies, sorry a million times. Never wanted you to cry, baby. Got way too good at making you hurt. Cause in love, I was the worst, baby. I love love, I admit I'm bad at it. Trying to get over all of these bad habits. Way, way too many one nights, yeah. Messing up my love life, yeah. I love love, I admit I'm bad at it. Bad to my life, but with all these bad habits, I had way too many one nights. Messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to my show. That was a song by Usher. It was called Bad Habits. You can stream that on any streaming platform, any music platform or whatever. But for those of you that are just tuning in, I am talking about TikTok now. I was talking about Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram, and just comparing those social media sites. So I'm comparing all four of them, you know, just seeing what's the difference in between all four of them and everything. But you're listening to The Jazz Show on Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. But now I will be talking about TikTok now. A very popular app that has been, that is being used by all ages. And I am one of those people who are, who is using it. And I will be just reading some information about it, you guys. TikTok, known in China as Douyin, is a Chinese video sharing social networking service owned by ByteDance. It is used to create short music, lip sync, dance, comedy, and talent videos of 3 to 15 seconds and short looping videos of 3 to 60 seconds. It is an international version of Douyin that was originally released in the Chinese market in September 2016. Later, TikTok was launched in 2017 for iOS and Android in most markets outside of mainland China. However, it only became available worldwide, including the United States, after merging with another Chinese social media service, Musical.ly, on the 22nd of August 2018. TikTok and Douyin have almost the same user interface but no access to each other's content. Their server are each based in the market where the respective app is available. The two products are similar but features are not identical. Douyin includes an in-video search feature that can search by people's face for more videos of them, and other features such as buying, booking hotels, and making geotag reviews. Since its launch in 2016, TikTok rapidly gained popularity in East Asia, South Asia, Southeast Asia, the United States, Turkey, Russia, and other parts of the world. As of October 2020, TikTok surpassed over 2 billion mobile downloads worldwide. Vanessa Pappas is the CEO of TikTok following the resignation of Kevin Mayer on the 27th of August 2020. On August 3rd, 2020, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to ban TikTok in the United States on September 15th if negotiations for the company to be bought by Microsoft or a different, very American company fail. On August 6th, Trump signed 2 executive orders banning U.S. transactions, which TikTok and WeChat to its parent company, ByteDance, set to take effect 45 days after the signing. A planned ban of the app on September 20th, 2020, has been postponed by a week. It has been banned for the government of India since June 2020, along with 223 other Chinese apps in response to a border clash with China. Pakistan banned TikTok, citing immoral and indecent videos on October 9th, 2020, but reversed it its ban 10 days later on October 19th, 2020. Now about TikTok. TikTok is very different in so many ways, of course. The only thing I would say that is just, okay, the same thing about TikTok and Instagram, when you add a video, now when you add a video on Instagram, you can, it's a loop and everything. And on TikTok, it's also a loop, which means basically the video just keeps playing and playing over and over again. Once it's finished, it just keeps playing over and over again. But on, when it comes to that on Instagram, if you're on that same video for a certain amount of time, it'll stop looping. But on TikTok, it'll just keep going and going. And on TikTok, as it said, when you add a video or whatever, it's 3 to 60 seconds. And for the looping video, and when you're dancing or lip syncing, it's 3 to 15 seconds. But you can add effects on TikTok videos and everything if you're good at this. Good at that stuff. If you're like one of those famous TikTokers or whatever, you're you can add effects and everything on TikTok, and you just keep scrolling and scrolling and looking at different videos on there. I know I go on TikTok almost every single day and just scroll through videos. If you want a good laugh, you go on TikTok. And I think that's really a cool app, and it's very popular right now. And I'm sure it'd be popular for many years to come. But I believe TikTok is just, like, if none of y'all know, before TikTok, it was Vine, and Vine was the same way. And I'm not exactly sure why they got, I think Vine, like, filed for bankruptcy or something like that. But it's basically the same thing as Vine, you know. And, you know, Vine videos looped as well. So I'm not exactly sure why they got rid of Vine, but, so if you were back in those Vine days, it was TikTok is basically like Vine. But I think TikTok is really cool. And matter of fact, after I'm done recording this, I'll probably get on it. But I'll be reading the history of it. It says the evolution of it. Doing was launched by ByteDance in Beijing, China in September 2016, originally under the name AMe, before rebranding to Douyin in December 2016. ByteDance planned on expanding overseas. The founder of ByteDance, Zhang Yiming, stated that China is home to only 1/5 of internet users globally. If we don't expand on a global scale, we are bound to lose to peers, eyeing the 4/5. So going global is a must. Douyin was developed in 200 days in within a year had 100 million users with more than 1 billion videos viewed every day. TikTok was launched in the international market in September 2017. On January 23rd, 2018, TikTok app ranked number one among free app downloads on app stores in Thailand and other countries. TikTok has been downloaded more than 80 million times in the United States and has reached 2 billion downloads worldwide. According to data from mobile research firm Sensor Tower, that excludes Android users in China. In the United States, many celebrities, including Jimmy Fallon and Tony Hawk, began using the application in 2018. Other celebrities such as Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Alba, Will Smith, and Justin Bieber joined TikTok as well, and many other celebrities have followed. On September 3rd, 2019, TikTok and the U.S. National Football League, NFL, announced a multi-year partnership. The agreement occurred just 2 days before the NFL's 100th season kickoff at the Soldier Field, where TikTok hosted activities for fans in honor of the deal. The partnership entails the launch of an official NFL TikTok account, which is to bring about new marketing opportunities such as sponsored videos and hashtag challenges in July 2020, TikTok excluding, doing reported close to 800 million monthly active users worldwide after less than 4 years of existence. Yeah, another thing about TikTok, you can get different songs off of there. It's people on there that be mixing music together, you know, basically DJs that mix the modern music and stuff together, like basically the sound of a song and mix it in with the lyrics of a different song. And I think that is so cool because it's very different. Well, it's not that different, but, you know, on the way that you do it now, that they do it now, it's just pretty cool. And, you know, just then recording it for just 60 seconds, just, you know, I think it's very cool. But you can get different sounds of music on there. You can hear new music on there when people are dancing to the music. You just hear new songs on there. And when I want to listen to something different, I'll, you know, go on TikTok and see if there's any different music to listen to download on my phone, because I just have the same song list and stuff. And, you know, that's where I mostly get my music from, is from these social media sites. That is something that's very cool. But TikTok, you know, like I said before, is different in so many ways. And also, TikTok is also like Dub Smash, if none of y'all don't know about that either. With the lip syncing part, that's what Dub Smash was just lip syncing, like different movies, TV shows, or whatever. And, you know, and I think that's really cool as well, if you know how to lip sync. The only thing about those two apps is when you lip sync on Dub Smash, it'll start recording. And then you would say, like, the line you would repeat after what has been said as you're recording. With TikTok, when you record the lip sync, you have to know, like you have to know it, like you have to keep listening to it. So basically with TikTok is you have to keep listening to it. With Dub Smash, you have to, it's just probably like a one-time thing, or just twice. Record it one time, you know, you're good. But if that makes sense. But you guys, it's just so many information about TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. You can just look up. I don't think none of these apps will be leaving anytime soon. And you can go on your Android or on your iPhone and download the app, any of these apps on your phone, and, you know, use them by these numbers I hear. I'm assuming most of everyone on this earth has these apps. But yeah, you guys, that's mostly it for this podcast. I just wanted to do something different, and I'm gonna see if I can do something different again next week instead of always talking about a celebrity. If I can't find nothing, you know, give me something to talk about, you guys. But if I can't find nothing different, I will be talking about a celebrity. But that will be all for this podcast, you guys. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in that has been listening to my podcast. And I will be back next week, you guys. Peace.